Hello, and welcome to this edition of the DiscoverMontcalm podcast. If you can't tell, we're at the Tech Fest here at MCC, and I'm here with Steve, and he's kind of the one that's kind of organizing all this, and we're going to take a tour of this year's festival right after this.
Welcome to the DiscoverMontcalm podcast, where we are going to look at the communities, the businesses, the attractions, and the people that make up Montcalm County. Here is your podcast host, Dwayne Weed.
Steve, can you kind of tell me what's going on here today, and then we're going to do a little walking tour.
Yeah, welcome to the third edition of the Montcalm Community College Tech Fest. Tech Fest is a hands-on, self-paced, and a student-led when possible. Otherwise, we partner with the industry, but it's a way to create an excitement about technology targeting the 9th through 12th graders in Montcalm County and surrounding. Hi, I am here to introduce Berkeley. Berkeley is at Tri-County. She is a student there, and she is one of the student-led, hands-on, self-paced stations, and I would like to introduce Berkeley. Berkeley, can you tell us a little bit about your station, what you brought, what technology, what your passions are?
I want to get STEM into more high schools and middle schools because I loved having it, and it led way to me being able to create my own apps and AIs, which is what I actually brought here today. So these are two of the really big apps I've created. I've created ChronoQuest Academy, which is an AI-powered learning platform. And then I've brought my Stop app, which is how Steve found me, and this is a Google Maps-esque app, but it incorporates a few more advanced features.
Yeah. So when we were doing our Tech Fest tour, Tri-County was the first school that me and Amy Zanowski went to, and Berkeley was in middle school last year, brought with Mrs. Abramson?
Dr. Adamson.
Adamson. My apologies, Adamson. And she brought a crew that highlighted some stuff. So when I went out and did the promotion to try to build excitement, Berkeley's like, you'll have to see what I'm working on, mobile app. So I did mobile app development before. So and you have a couple more, right? What are a couple of other ones that you're working on?
Okay, so my big one that I'm not presenting here today is a chatbot platform where as you're conversing with the robot, it reads your facial expressions with a camera and edits its response based on what you're currently feeling.
So Steve, let's do a little bit of a tour around here. Can you kind of walk us through some of the presenters and some of the, what you have here at this particular Tech Fest?
Yeah, so as we mentioned earlier, one of the things we really want student-led, but we also have industry partners as well. So Michigan Works is an industry partner that I know Paul, and from other areas, so they come in and more than willing to come and bring swag and share stuff about the West Michigan job market. So it's good to have partners like that. So we partnered with Shoepan. They are a industrial commercial recycle. We partnered with them to do the Montcalm Community College recycle event in the fall. They also partner with the county. And they're doing PC repair or PC dismantle. So this is probably one of the anchor stations that is very popular all 3 years that we've did Tech Fest. So moving on here, this is a station by Central Montcalm's middle school. Shannon Oswald is the instructor over there. And I met her in our tour that we did, and they brought 18 students to do Makey Makey, and it's a group of wires and programmable logic boards. But the spirit of it is to show what you can do with technology, and the spirit of Tech Fest is to spark ideas with technology, not so much IT based or just specific things, but just to kind of show what you can do. So the students in this particular one are taking aluminum foil and paper plates and connectors, and you can play video games. So instead of having a joystick like an Xbox controller or something, they've made their own controllers and they interact with a computer. So that's pretty cool.
The Discover Montcalm podcast is brought to you by WGLM 106.3 FM, Business Growth Engine, West Michigan Technology and Design Solutions, and DW Video.
Welcome back. This is Steve. I want to introduce Shannon Oswald. She is a STEM instructor from Central.com, and I invited her and her students to come share what they've been doing. So, Shannon, can you share a little bit about what you brought today? And
okay. Well, we have these Makey Makey kits that are in the red boxes there, and there is a computer chip that hooks up to your arrow keys, your space bar, your click, and then the bottom has earth or ground. And the students are creating circuits and using conductive materials to complete the circuits and control those things on the computer. So we have used graphite pencils. You can draw anything with graphite pencils that will conduct. We have made a drum set here out of foil and some pencils. We have the guitar. We have this flute here. So the ground is where you would put your chin, and then you would play the notes on the top. And we have, over here, we've made a steering wheel, a driving game with a gas pedal and a brake, running that. And then back down here, we've used materials to make gloves. So as the glove touches the button, you could play the game. That's a Geometry Dash game. Or we've used Play-Doh before, because as long as the Play-Doh is still kind of got some moisture in it, it will conduct electricity and run that way too.
So it's limitless what we've done. And when I met the student who inspired this, mm-hmm. and the target audience has been really high schoolers, but when I got to talk to and go in and see what they're doing in classroom, the spirit of Tech Fest is to really generate excitement around technology and as a spark for the future. Like, I like technology, so this fit in well. So Aggressive Tool, I want to thank them for bringing their expertise in soldering. So soldering station. It is an anchor station that students, hands-on, self-paced, they get to do something they probably don't ever get a chance to do very often. And all 3 years we've had the station, and it's probably one of the most popular. So we've partnered with individuals like Aggressive Tool. So thank you, Aggressive Tool, for allowing your experts to come here and work with our students to make cool stuff. Greenville High School, this year in future years, and we really want to center around robotics and Greenville. I know Claude Johnson, so thank Claude and the students from Greenville. They brought out their robot that is awesome, does lots of things. James, can you give us a demonstration of what your robot?
Yeah, so we're just waiting for it to boot up right now.
So we put a battery in it, so we're working on getting that synced back up. So after it takes a little bit for the battery or for the connection.
Connected.
Okay.
Press enable here. And you can throw it around.
So what kind of like competitions, tasks? So picking up a ball is one of them. What are some of the other tasks that?
So there's like a hole in the wall. You would like shoot that into, and then that gets 2 points. And then there's also a trough that you would score into with that PVC pipe.
Yep.
So you'd go up to like a wall, like somewhere here, and then someone would feed it into the robot.
How fast does your robot go?
We don't know, but it can get going pretty fast, yeah. And then you like come up and drop it off. So
cool. Well, thank you for showing us your robot, and thank you and your fellow students in coming.
Yeah.
So it's been awesome.
This is something that I know that Steve, this is probably very familiar to you because you work in, you know, cyber and different types of things. Can you kind of explain what's going on here?
Yeah, this is one of my personal favorite stations. So we partner with the Michigan State Police, and they have a device running right now detecting on the Wi-Fi and everybody's both their personal hotspot as well as the MAC address, which is a layer 2. Every network interface card or NIC has that. So what you're seeing here is the physical address of a NIC that would connect to the network, and they're just displaying that on it. So they could walk around with a device and see if you're running a a personal hotspot on your phone. We are at the last station besides the one I did, and we've partnered with Brian from Flying Acres to bring in a drone. So Brian, can you tell us about what brought you here and a little bit about your drones and stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. So our big thing is my wife and I both graduated from here, right? So we wanted to come and show where we are at now with agriculture drones and show the technology to the new students. So we thought it'd be great to bring in the latest and greatest and show the technology on board and how that can be utilized with all the students.
So how fast does one of these things go?
This one currently, this is just shy of 400 pounds and will fly 45 miles an hour.
And it does it do an instant stop? So if it's coming up on a road, does it?
We actually have it all mapped. Inside of that map, it'll never leave it. So we actually don't have to worry about that. It has obstacle avoidance on board. So it is constantly detecting and looking for obstacles. So a lot of safety features built in.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you for coming to TechFest.
You are very welcome.
And I've heard a lot of go like, what's one of the coolest things? And they're like, the drone.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Thank you and your wife and
absolutely.
Everyone.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
One of the stations that I did was an AI, to introduce AI, and I called it a particle flow simulator. And with AI, one of the things you can do is you can program in natural language. So I have a prompt here that I found out on the internet and gave the proper credit where I got it. But it's using natural language, and this is what you type to generate programming code. So on this screen, you see the natural prompt. You see on this screen the actual source code that was generated from that prompt when I put it into an AI. I think I used ChatGPT. And then the outcome of it is actually a web page that is detecting through the camera motion. So it'll detect your face. It'll detect your hands. So I'm standing a little bit away so it doesn't get my face, but you can, it's all going through the camera and that code that was generated is doing that. So this is just a simulation of what you could do. Programming code in the traditional sense is not, it's radically changing. So using natural language and an AI to generate things. So like along with what we talked about, what she's doing in the mobile space, this was just a fun interactive thing that I wanted to show.
Well, Steve, thank you for taking the time today to kind of the third annual. So we're in February of 2026 that we're doing this. This is something that you hope to have it as a annual.
Yeah, I call it, I don't really call it an annual. Yes, this is the third year we've done it, but it's more like an addition because every year we try to have a little bit of the same thing like the soldering station, but we want to really highlight with the students and the various school districts in Montcalm County and Ionia County to bring what they're doing with tech.
So if somebody's interested in this and wants to be have a table, how do they get in touch with you?
So we start in the fall every year to start to promote it. You can contact the college. They can put me in touch. They can put in touch with me. Amy Zanowski is my co-coordinator. I took over more coordinating duties, but she's someone who helps. While I may be the spark, there is an incredible team at MCC and the schools and the counselors. A huge thank you for that. So just from humbly saying that it takes a village to do this, and there's a lot of appreciation and gratitude on my part to bring this. So,
well, we thank you for doing that. And you know, again, you can go to MCC, go to the main number, they can, and just ask for Steve and the Tech Fest.
Yep.
They know who you are, then they'll know how to get in touch with you. So on that note, you can find us on discovermontcompodcast.com. You can also catch us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, as well as on Pandora, iHeart, and Apple. And if you're in the community and you'd like to, you have a festival or you have something going on, reach out to me at 231-250-9624. I'd be happy to tell your story. Remember to buy and shop locally.
The Discover Montcalm podcast is produced by content creator Dwayne Weed, celebrating 40 years at DW Video and Multimedia LLC at dwvideo.com or call 231-250-9624.